Hello, my dear children. Good evening to you all. This is your Guru Ketara English program from Rajarata Seva. As you hope, today also we came to your house with another lesson. Continuously, you have been learning passive voice. You learned simple present passive voice and simple past passive voice. Today, you are going to learn simple future passive voice. Hope you all know what passive voice is. Anyway, I thought to give you a small description about passive voice. There are two voices. They are active and passive voice. Simply, we write active voice using subject, verb and object. දුවල පුතාලට මතකද සිංහලවල ඔයාලා ඉගෙන ගන්න පාඩම් දෙකක් කර්තෘකාරක හා කර්මකාරක කියලා. ඉංග්‍රීසි භාෂාවෙදිත් අපි මේ පාඩම් දෙක ඉගෙන ගන්නවා. ඒ තමයි කර්තෘකාරක, ඒ කියන්නේ active voice සහ කර්මකාරක, ඒ කියන්නේ passive voice. Active voice එකේදී කර්තෘ තමයි ක්‍රියාව කරන්නේ. ඒ කියන්නේ subject. එහෙම නැත්නම් doer වාක්‍යයේ මුලින් ඉන්නේ. ඒ කියන්නේ අපි සිංහලෙන් නම් කර්තෘකාරක වාක්‍යයක් කියලා කියන්නේ පුතේ. එතකොට එතනදී කර්තෘ තමයි මුලට එන්නේ. ඒ විදිහටම ඉංග්‍රීසි වලත් ක්‍රියාව කරන පුද්ගලයා මුලට ඉන්න වාක්‍ය අපි active voices කියලා හඳුන්වනවා. හැබැයි කර්මකාරක එහෙම නැත්නම් passive voice වලදී කර්මය ඉදිරියට එනවා. ඒ කියන්නේ object එක එයා මුලට එනවා. එතකොට subject එක අක්‍රීය වෙනවා. ඒකෙන් අදහස් වෙන්නේ ඉස්සරහ තිබ්බ subject එක පිටිපස්සට අක්‍රීය වෙලා යනවා. ඒකයි අපි මේ වාක්‍ය passive voice කියලා හඳුන්වන්නේ. So, in passive voice, the object of the sentence comes first and according to it, we put the verb. In simple tenses, the passive voice verb is created with the be verb and the past participle verb. දැන් පුතේ අපි passive voice එකක් ලියනකොට අපි object එක මුලට ගන්නවානේ. අන්න ඒ අවස්ථාවේදී අපි object එකට ගැලපෙන්න තමයි ක්‍රියාපදයේ දාන්නේ. එතකොට ඉන්නේ ඒ වගේ තැන්වලදී අපි ක්‍රියාපදයේ සකස ගන්න be verb එකත් එක්ක past participle verb එක දාලා. එතකොට ඔයාලා be verbs ටික දන්නවා දැන් simple present tenses වලදී මොනවද දාන්නේ? Simple past tense එකේදී දාන be verbs ටික සහ අද ඔයාලා ඉගෙන ගන්න future tense එකේදී use කරන be verb එක. එතකොට past participle verb එක ඔයාලට simple present tense වලටත්, simple past tense වලටත්, simple future tense වලටත් වෙනස් නොවී use කරන්න පුළුවන්. Already you have done some activities related there. What are the be verbs? Okay, let's see. For simple present tense, there are three be verbs. They are am, is, are. We use am only with the pronoun I and is with singular nouns while are with plural nouns. In past tense, there are two be verbs. They are was and were. Was is used with singular nouns while were is used with plural nouns. Today, you will learn the be verb of future tense. It is will be. You can use this be verb with plural and singular nouns. So, without taking more time, let's start our lesson. You can take your notebook and pen now. Then write simple future tense passive voice. Simple S-I-M-P-L-E future F-U-T-U-R-E tense T-E-N-S-E and put a hyphen. ඒ කියන්නේ පුතේ පොඩි ඉරක් ඉස්සරහට ගහන්න ඊට පස්සේ ලියන්න passive voice P A double S I V E voice V O I C E. As you know how to convert the active voice into passive voice, I will give you a short explanation about today's lesson. So, shall we write this sentence? Now write this one. I will send a letter to my best friend. I will, W-I-L-L, send, S-C-N-D, a letter, L-E-T-T-E-R, to, T-O, my best friend. I will send a letter to my best friend. So, let's convert this sentence into passive voice. Okay, children, first we will do these things. First, circle the subject. Circle the subject. Then, underline the verb. Underline the verb. And again, circle the object. Circle the object. Well, hope you all have finished. Now, let's see how to find those things. I ask you to circle the subject. So, can you tell me what the subject is? Yes, here subject or doer is I. Aipute mitana subject ekak api I kiyala gatte. Me vakya api navata kiyewoth api dannawa me siduvima naththam me kriyawa karanne I kiyana putkalaya visi. I will send a letter to my best friend. I will send. E kiyanne me kriyawa karanne me liyuma yawanna balaporottu wen inne mama. එනං ඔයාල සර්කල් කරන්න ඕනේ. එහෙම නැත්නම් රවුම් කරන්න ඕනේ I කියන ප්‍රොනවුන් එක. So what is the other thing? I ask you to underline the verb. Did you underline the verb? So let's see what it is. Yes, the verb is will send. Will send. If you have found this answer, you are correct. And then I ask you to circle the object also. So, what is the object here? Yes, it is a letter. A letter. So, you have to circle the word a letter. Okay, now see the rest of the sentence. There's a little part of the sentence. That is, to my best friend. To my best friend. Now, according to my order, you circled I, underline will send, and again circled a letter, the word letter. So, there's another part of the sentence. We didn't do anything for that part. Ekenne pute, api dan me vakya gatta hama, e vakya api yam kisi deyak sidu kara. Ekenne api subject ekak circle kara, will send kiyana ක්‍රියාපදය අපි අන්ඩර්ලයින් කරා. ඒ වගේම a letter කියන object එකත් අපි circle කරා. හැබැයි to my best friend කියන වාක්‍ය ඛණ්ඩය අපි ඒ විදිහටම වාක්‍යයේ තියාගත්තා. අපි ඒකට කිසිම දෙයක් කරේ නැහැ. Actually, my dear children, we don't need this part to convert the sentence into passive voice. Because mainly we use the subject, verb, and the object. The rest of the sentence is kept aside. So keep it mind, my dear children. To convert the active voice into passive voice, we need only subject, verb, and object. But after converting the sentence into passive voice, you have to put the rest of the sentence at the end of the passive sentence. So, I think you have got it. Well, now using the subject, object and the verb, we will convert this sentence into passive voice. Now, you are going to do these things also. So, you circle two words, that I and a letter. Now, my dear children, in the other rule, you have to write the word a letter at the beginning of the sentence. Ekenne den oyala aluth wakyayak liyannai yanne. Ekenne future tense passive voice ekak oyala hadannai yanne. Insa mulinma a letter kiyana wacane aragena wakye mulin liyanna. Etukota oyala mataka thiyaganna duwe puthe a kiyana word eka ඒක කැපිටල් විදිහටයි අපි ලියන්න ඕනේ. වාක්‍යයක මුල අපි පටන් ගන්න ඕනේ කැපිටල් අකුරෙන්. So write a letter. Then you have to write the verb according to the object. Yes, you know how to write the passive voice verb for simple tenses. First, we need the be verb. As I told you earlier, for future simple, we use will be. So, the be verb is will be. Now write will be. W-I-L-L-B-B-E. So, we have started the sentence like this. A letter will be. A letter will be. So, what is the other part of this? We have to write the passive voice verb in two parts. It is be verb and the other part is past participle verb. So, can you tell me what is the past participle verb for send? S-E-N-D for send? Yes, it is sent. S-E-N-T. So, write the verb sent. S-E-N-T. Now see whether you have written like this. A letter will be sent. Yes, a letter will be sent. Then we use by, the word by, B-Y, before the subject. Before putting the subject, we have to write by. That means within. එකැනි විසින් කියන අදහස දෙන්න අපි by කියන වචනේ use කරනවා. By. Here I change into me. Why? What happened to I? Because when the subject pronoun goes to the place of the object, we have to write its object pronoun. I guess that you have known these things before. Well, let's see our sentence. A letter will be sent by me. A letter will be sent by me. Now already you have written the passive voice of our sentence. But it is not completed because I told you there's the rest of the sentence. So we have to write it at the end of this passive voice sentence. So write the remaining part of our sentence, that is, to my best friend. To my best friend. Now see whether you have written like this. A letter will be sent by me to my best friend. A letter will be sent by me to my best friend. Right, my dear children. Hope you all have understood the way of converting the sentences into passive voice. So here, today we are talking about the converting future simple active voice into passive voice. Now let's do another one. My dear children, write this sentence. She will make invitation cards for our guest. She will make invitation cards for our guest. She will make, M-A-K-E, invitation, I-N-V-I-T-A-T-I-O-N, cards, C-A-R-D-S, for, F-O-R, our, O-U-R, guest. G-U-E-S-T-S. G-U-E-S-T-S. So, can you convert this active voice into passive voice? Shall we try it again? Earlier, I asked you to do something. Can you remember it? Yes. First, circle the subject. Circle the subject. Then, underline the verb. Underline the verb. So again, circle the object. Circle the object. Let's see whether you have found those things. So first one, circle the subject. Did you circle she? Wala she kena word dekha circle karada? Then you are correct. Then Did you underline will make? Will make. That's the word of our sentence. මේ sentence එකේ පුතේ ක්‍රියාපදයේ තමයි will make කියන වචනේ. So if you have underlined it correctly, you are correct. You have to circle the object. So what is the object of this sentence? Yes, it is invitation cards. Invitation cards. If you have circled it correctly, you are correct. Now see, we have found these things. Subject, verb and object. Subject, she, will make is the verb and invitation cards is the object. So next, what are you going to do? Yes, you have to bring the object to the front of our new sentence. So write invitation cards. Invitation cards. Then you have to put the verb. So what are the verbs? There are two verbs. One is be verb and the other verb is past participle verb. So first write invitation cards. Invitation cards. It is a plural noun. But we don't care about that because we can use will be, the be verb of future tense, with plural nouns and also the singular nouns. So write invitation cards will be. Invitation cards will be. So then what you have to write? You have to write the past participle verb of make. What is the past participle verb of make? Yes, made. M-A-D-E. M-A-T-E. So, write like this. Invitation cards will be made. Invitation cards will be made. Then you have to write by. Visin kiyana wacana api danno nisa, api by kiyana word eka liyena, by. By. So, what is the object pronoun of she? Yes, it is her. So, this is our sentence. Invitation cards will be made by her. Invitation cards will be made by her. Then you can add the rest of the sentence for our guest. For our guest. So check your answer now. Invitation cards will be made by her for our guest. So, I think it's very easy to convert the active voice into passive voice. So, I'm going to give you some three more sentences in active voice. And then after, you have to convert these sentences into passive voice. So, write them down. Number one, my mother will clean the garden tomorrow. My mother will clean, C-L-E-A-N, clean the garden, garden, G-A-R-D-E-N, tomorrow, T-O-M-O-R-R-O-W. My mother will clean the garden tomorrow. That is number one. Then write number two. Our teacher will correct our books next time. Our teacher will correct our books next time. Correct, C-O-R-R-E-C-T, our books next time, N-E-X-T-T-I-M-E. So, the third one is, they will win the match in the future. They will win the match in the future. Match, M-A-T-C-H, in the future, F-U-T-U-R-E. So, try to convert this active voice into passive voice. Then we will check the answers. My dear children, when you are doing this activity, you can follow that method. You can circle subject and object and underline the verb. Then you can easily find the subject, verb, object and you can convert the active voice into passive voice correctly. So, I think it's better to check the answers. Now let's see what you have written. See whether you have written like this. In the first sentence, the object is the garden. Subject, my mother, will clean is the verb. So you have to bring the object first, then you have to write the garden, then the verb will be, the past participle of clean is cleaned. Then the garden will be cleaned by my mother tomorrow. The garden will be cleaned by my mother tomorrow. The second one, our teacher is the subject, will correct is the verb, our books is the object. So you have to take our books in front of the sentence. Then see, our books will be corrected. Again, the past participle verb of correct is corrected. You have to add ed. So this is the answer. Our books will be corrected by our teacher next time. Our books will be corrected by our teacher next time. So the answer for the third one. So you have to circle they as subject and will win is the verb. The match is the object. So the match comes first. The match will be won. The past participle of win is won. The match will be won by them. When the pronoun they comes into the object, it should be changed into them. So this is the answer. The match will be won by them in the future. The match will be won by them in the future. Well, my dear children, I think you have noticed some words like tomorrow, next time, in the future, in these sentences. So what are they? Those are the time expression of future tense. You can easily find out the tense of the sentence by looking at these words. So for the future tense, there are some words like this. Tomorrow, next time, in the future, next day, next month, next year, like that. Ekiyanne pute menne me wacana walin oyalata anagatha kaale gane kiyawena wakye lesiyema hoya ganna puluwan. Well, I think it is better to do more activities with our Maheshi teacher. So it will be helpful you to converting the active voice into passive voice. Over to you, Maheshi teacher.
Thank you, Kalpani teacher. Okay, children. Let's see what are the future passive sentences. Future tense. We use future tense to talk about an action that is going to happen in the future. In passive voice, we emphasize the action rather than the doer. Future tense වලදී අපි කතා කරන්නේ අනාගතයේදී වෙන්න යන ක්‍රියාවන් පිළිබඳව. ඒ වගේමයි passive voice වලදී අපි අවධානය දෙන්නේ ක්‍රියාව කරන කෙනාට වඩා ක්‍රියාවටයි. Okay children, before starting today's lesson, let's listen to a beautiful song. Try to guess about what is it.
From the start, she held me close, and as time went on, she was strong enough to let me go. There's nothing you can do that will change her love for you. When the world comes crashing down, her love will pull you through. There's nothing you can say. Take her love away through the heart.
Children? Yes, that song is about mother. Imagine that your mother is going to celebrate her birthday. How we are going to arrange the things for her? Okay, let's see. Listen to these sentences carefully. My mother will celebrate her birthday on 2nd September. We will organize a surprise birthday party. My sister will make a birthday cake. My brother will bring balloons. My father will buy gifts. I will decorate the house. Okay, children, let's write down these sentences. Are you ready? I will read them one by one. Number one. My mother will celebrate C-E-L-E-B-R-A-T-E celebrate her birthday B-I-R-T-H-D-A-Y, birthday, on 2nd September. My mother will celebrate her birthday on 2nd September. Number two, we will organize O-R-G-A-N-I-Z-T, organize a surprise S-U-R-P-R-I-S-E. Surprise party. We will organize a surprise party. Number three. My sister will make make. Make. A birthday cake. A birthday cake. Number 4. My brother will. My brother will bring. B-R-I-N-G. Bring. Balloons. Balloons. B-A-L-L-O-N-S. Balloons. Number 5. My father will buy, B-U-Y, buy gifts. Gifts. G-I-F-T-S. Gift. Okay, dear children, I will read them once again. Number 1. My mother will celebrate her birthday on 2nd September. My mother will celebrate her birthday on 2nd September. Number 2. We will organize a surprise party. We will organize a surprise party. Number 3. My sister will make a birthday cake. My sister will make a birthday cake. Number 4. My brother will bring balloons. My brother will bring balloons. Number 5. My father will buy gifts. My father will buy gifts. Number 6. I will decorate the house. I think you have missed this part. Write down it. Number 6. I will decorate. D-E-C-O-R-A-T-E. Decorate. Decorate kiyanne mokadda putte? Sarasanawata. I will decorate the house. H-O-U-S-E. House. I will decorate the house. Okay, children. Hope you all have finished writing. All these sentences are in future tense. Study those verbs. Will celebrate. Will organize. Will make. Will bring. Will buy. Celebrate. Samarana. Organize. Samvidhane karana. Make. Hadana. Bring. Genena. Buy. Miladi ganna. Then last one. Will decorate. Decorate means sarasana. Then api me vakya passive voice walata. Ehema nathnam karmakaraka vakya bawata haravamu. When writing passive voice sentences, there are some important facts to consider. Number 1. The action should be prominent. Ekiyanne putte kriyawa tamai moolika wennone. Number 2. The verb should be written in past participle form. Api kriyapade liyena kota pawichchi karannone e kriyapade past participle form eka. Okay, children, let's start our task. What is the number 1 sentence? It's my mother will celebrate her birthday on 2nd September. What is the verb there? Yes, the verb is celebrate. What are they going to celebrate? It's birthday. So, first we have to make the action. How we can form it? First, we have to select the past participle form of the verb. Celebrate, past participle form of the verb is celebrated. Okay, dear children? As it's future tense, when forming future passive, we should add the auxiliary verb will be. So, we can begin the sentence in that way. The birthday will be celebrated. The birthday will be celebrated. Who is celebrating the birthday? Answer is my mother. Kawudu pandine samaranne? Mage mawa. එහෙනම් අපට සම්පූර්ණ කර්මකාරක වාක්‍ය එහෙම නැත්නම් passive voice sentence එක මෙහෙම ලියන්න පුළුවන්. The birthday will be celebrated by my mother. The birthday will be celebrated by my mother. Okay, children, write down the answer. The birthday will be celebrated by my mother. Have you finished? Let's look at the second sentence. Number 2. We will organize a surprise birthday party. We will organize a surprise birthday party. What is the verb given here? Yes, it's organize. Ekenne samvidhane. Okay, dear children, let's look at the second sentence. Number 2. We will organize a surprise party. We will organize a surprise party. What is the verb given here? Yes, it's organize. Ekiyanne samvidhane karano. What is organizing? It's a surprise party. Okay, children. Now we should find the past participle form of the verb organize. What is it? It's organized. Past tense වල ed වලින් අවසන් වල ක්‍රියාපද වල past participle form එක වෙන්නේ ඒ ක්‍රියාපදෙම. As an example, organized, celebrated, played. Okay, now we will form the passive voice sentence for this. The surprise party will be organized by us. Write down the answer. The surprise party will be organized, organized, organized by us. Here the pronoun we have become us. අපි කියන සර්වනාමය අප විසින් කියන සර්වනාමය බවට පත් වෙලා තියෙනවා. We, us. Okay, next one. Sentence number 3. My sister will make a birthday cake. My sister will make a birthday cake. What is the verb? It's make. What is the past participle form of the verb make? It's made. M-A-D-E. Okay, children. What is making here? It's a birthday cake. Who is going to make it? My sister. Then we can form the passive voice sentence like this. A birthday cake will be made by my sister. Write down the answer. A birthday cake. A birthday cake will be made by my sister. Okay, children, our next sentence, number 4. My brother will bring balloons. My brother will bring balloons. What is the verb there? It is bring. The past participle form of the bring is brought. B-R-O-U-G-H-T. Brought. Bring. What are they bringing? They are balloons. Who is going to bring them? Yes, my brother. Okay, children. Can you form it now? The balloons will be brought by my brother. The balloons will be brought by my brother. Sentence number 5. My father will buy gifts. My father will buy gifts. The verb is buy, B-U-Y, ekena miladin ganna. Past participle form of it is bought, B-O-U-G-H-T. What is he buying? It's gifts. Who is going to buy? My father. Let's form the passive sentence. The gifts will be bought by my father. The gifts will be bought by my father. Okay, children, the last sentence is, I will decorate the house. I will decorate the house. What is the verb? It's decorate. What is the past participle form of the decorate? It's decorated. Okay, they are going to decorate my house. Okay, who is going to decorate it? I. Okay, children. Let's form the passive sentence. My house will be decorated by me. My house will be decorated by me. Okay, dear children, let's go through those sentences again. Number 1. The active voice sentence is, my mother will celebrate her birthday on 2nd September. The passive form of it is, the birthday will be celebrated by my mother on 2nd September. The birthday will be celebrated by my mother on 2nd September. Number 2. We will organize a surprise birthday party. Answer is, a surprise party will be organized by us. a surprise party will be organized by us. Number 3. My sister will make a birthday cake. My sister will make a birthday cake. Answer is, a birthday cake will be made by my sister. A birthday cake will be made by my sister. Number 4. My brother will bring balloons. My brother will bring balloons. Balloons will be brought by my brother. Balloons will be brought by my brother. Number 5. My father will buy gifts. My father will buy gifts. The gifts will be brought by my father. The gifts will be brought by my father. Number 6. I will decorate the house. I will decorate the house. Answer is, the house will be decorated by me. The house will be decorated by me. Okay, children, hope now you have clear understanding about how to form future passive sentences. I will give you a simple activity to practice at the home. Please write down these sentences. Are you ready? Number 1. I will write WRITE. I will write an essay ESSAY, an essay tomorrow. TOMMOROW. I will write an essay tomorrow. Number 2. Shani will go to the Colombo next month. Shani will go to Colombo next month. Number 3. Ravindu will play football. Ravindu will play football. Number 4. Mr. Silva will open a new shop. Mr. Silva will open a new shop. Number 5. The teacher will send an activities. The teacher will send an activities. Okay, children, I will read them once again. Number 1. I will write an essay tomorrow. I will write an essay tomorrow. Number 2. Shani will go to Colombo next month. Shani will go to Colombo next month. Number 3. Ravindu will play football. Ravindu will play football. Number 4. Mr. Silva will open a new shop. Mr. Silva will open a new shop. Number 5. The teacher will send an activities. The teacher will send an activities. Kalpani teacher has discussed with you about the basic rules of it. Now we have discussed some activities. And also there's a homework for you. With that, we have come to the end of today's lesson. Hope you all are staying well and safe. We are your loving teachers, Kalpani Kararatna and Maheshi Nisansara. We are going to meet once again with another interesting lesson with this Guru Gedara Anya program. Okay, goodbye children. Time is the most precious thing in the world. We all have it. Don't waste it. Try to get best benefited by learning something new. Kali tamai me loke thiyena wadipurum watinama de. Api hemota me eka thiyena. E nisa eka pottakwat naasthi nokara eken uparima prayojane ganna api danagannone. E nisa api hama welawakama mona hari aluthen deyak ape jeevithata igena gannone. ඉතින් ආදරණීය දුවේ පුතේ මේ ගෙවන කාලේ ඔයාලා පරිස්සමින් ආරක්ෂාකාරීව ගෙදරට වෙලා ඉන්නවා වගේම අලුත් දේවල් ජීවිතයට ඉගෙන ගන්න ඔයාලගේ දැනුම වැඩි කරගන්න උත්සාහ කරන ඇති කියලත් අපි විශ්වාස කරනවා. Okay, I'll tell it once again. Time is the most precious thing in the world. We all have it. Don't waste it. Try to get best benefited by learning something. Goodbye, children.